Here at Jewish Rock Radio, we care about the meaning and the action behind Jewish music. Every week on Jewish Rock Radio, we feature a series of provocative shows hosted by top artists in Jewish life, dedicated to enriching your knowledge about Jewish artists, their music, and the impact they're having on our world today. Up next on Jewish Rock Radio, join us for Stand Up, Sing Out with Eric Hunker and Happy Hoffman. Stand Up, Sing Out gives you an inside look at powerful Jewish teen experiences all over the globe. This show is brought to you by Craig and Kathy Weiss of Memphis, Tennessee. You're listening to Jewish Rock Radio and Stand Up, Sing Out.
Hi, this is Eric and Happy, and you're listening to Stand Up, Sing Out on Jewish Rock Radio, where we take you on a musical journey from our on-the-ground experiences with Jewish teenagers around the world.
This week, we're going to take you with us through two song leader training conferences which took place a world apart. Lift Every Voice Song Leading Conference at Capital Camps in Waynesboro, Pennsylvania, and AJT Song Leading Seminar outside of Chisinau in Moldova. Come with us on what really was a transformative journey. In March of this year, we were invited to partner with BBYO and the JDC to launch AJT's first ever song leading seminar. AJT stands for Active Jewish Teens, and it's a Jewish youth movement in the former Soviet Union. After our experiences bringing music to their international convention in November, it was clear that these teens wanted to make music a bigger part of their Jewish identities and their prayer practices. We were lucky enough to lead the seminar alongside Zhenya Klebanov, a Jewish musician from Minsk, Belarus, and a good friend of ours, and Yaakov Shamrin, a teen song leader from Siberia, Russia, who had come to train with us the summer before at BBYO summer programs in Pennsylvania.
It's hard to describe how powerful it was to watch the pride that these teens have in their Jewish identities. Even though some of them only discovered their Jewish roots in the past few years of their lives. Eric and I were teaching through two incredible translators provided to us by the JDC, and though we were a little nervous about this at first, by the end of the conference, it was clear that none of the love that we feel for this song leading work was lost in translation. We had the opportunity to teach a number of songs throughout the weekend, but one stood out in the way that it really energized the group. To begin the soundtrack of our journey, here is one of the songs that brought the conference to life. It's a beautiful setting of the words of Psalm 96, Ya'aloz Sadai by Nava Tehila from their album Havaya.
Zira
I dare you to try to sing that song and not move along with the music. That was Ya'aloz Sadai by Nava Tehila from their album Havaya. A real part of the beauty that was the song leading seminar in Moldova was the rich tradition that already existed there. And even though the youth movement has only been around for 5 years, they've worked tirelessly to learn together and build the fabric of culture that makes communities like theirs so strong. One song that had already been taught to this group before we arrived and clearly had held a really special place in their hearts was Gam Kielech by Shlomo Carlbach.
Singing these words from Psalm 23 was extremely meaningful. The Jewish communities in this part of the world are rebuilding before our eyes, and they're doing so with faith and without fear. And you could feel that in the room as we sang these words together. Here it is, Gam Kielech, sung by Neshama Karlbach and her father from the album HaNeshama Shel Shlomo.
Gam Kielech Begeit Salma Bet Lo 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 Irora Gam Kielech Begeit Salma Bet Lo Lo irara, lo 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 irara, ki ata imadi. Lo 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 irara, ki ata imadi.
That was Gam Kielech, recorded by Neshama and Shlomo Karlbach from from the album HaNeshama Shel Shlomo. This is Eric and Happy, and you're listening to Stand Up, Sing Out on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
Our experience in Moldova reminded us of how powerful a tool music can be in bringing people together. Even without speaking the same native language, we were able to teach, learn, and grow together over our short time there. A few short months after AJT's song leading seminar, we had the privilege of serving as half of the faculty for Lift Every Voice Song Leading Conference, or LEV, alongside talented musicians and Jewish educators Rachel Woolman and Deborah Winter. We held our second LEV conference this past May at Capital Camps in Waynesboro, Pennsylvania. Musicians of all ages and backgrounds gathered to learn what it means to song lead in pluralistic spaces and use music as a means for change.
As we travel to communities around the world, I always try to remind myself that we're only able to affect positive change if we're coming from a place of positivity in our own lives. And the words of this next song have served as a mantra for me in our travels and always ground me in our work around the world. Here's another beautiful piece by Nava Tehila, this time inspired by the words of Psalm 51, Pure Heart, off their album Havaya.
Create a pure heart in me and renew.
Can't get enough Jewish rock? Visit us online at jewishrockradio.com.
You know, you're not a real fan until you fan us on Facebook. Come on, let's be friends.
Jewish Rock Radio.
We'd like to share a very special thank you to Kathy and Craig Weiss of Memphis, Tennessee, for generously underwriting this episode of Stand Up, Sing Out. For more information about the artists on all JRR shows as well as showtimes, please visit jewishrockradio.com/showtimes.
Welcome back. This is Eric and Happy, and you're listening to Stand Up, Sing Out on Jewish Rock Radio, where we take you on a musical journey from our on-the-ground experiences with Jewish teenagers around the world.
This week, we're going to take you with us through two song leader training conferences, which took place a world apart in Waynesboro, Pennsylvania, and outside of Chisinau in Moldova. Come with us on this inspiring journey.
In both conference experiences, the real moments of community building happened while we celebrated Shabbat together. There are few experiences that break down the barriers of new communities like singing and praying together.
One moment that definitely stands out in my mind at Lev is gathering for Kabbalat Shabbat. As the sun was fading behind us, we sang the words of Yadid Nefesh. And as the faces of the group melted into the darkness, all that was left were their voices. Even as sight became difficult, the sounds of the evening became clearer and richer. It set the stage for a really beautiful Shabbat to come. We sang this setting written by Craig Taubman. Here's Craig's Yadid Nefesh off his album Holy Ground.
Yedid nefesh av harachaman av harachaman mishoch avdecha el ritzon echa Yedid nefesh av harachaman av harachaman Meshoch avdecha el ritzonecha el ritzonecha Yarutz avdecha kemo ayal ishtachave el mul hadarecha Thank you.
was Craig Taubman with Yadid Nefesh off of his timeless album, Holy Ground.
There's always a balance in communal singing between sustaining the time-tested melodies that live deep within people's hearts and bringing a different life to the same words with new melodies. And both in Moldova and at Lev, we're always really conscious about walking that line. On Friday night of Lev, as a faculty, we decided to bring the community on a new journey with us as we welcomed in Shabbat.
The words of Lecha Dodi help us welcome in the Shabbat experience. The settings we choose often set the tone for the entire Kabbalat Shabbat service. Once we heard this melody, we were mesmerized. If you haven't had the opportunity to hear them yet, do yourself a favor and check out Sol Aviv. Their latest album, Soul Service, is full of melodies that beautifully combine Motown, soul, and rich vocal harmony. Here's their setting of Lecha Dodi from their album Soul Service.
Oh, נשמת נקבלה.
That was Lecha Dodi by Sol Aviv off their album Soul Service. This is Eric and Happy, and you're listening to Stand Up Sing Out on Jewish Rock Radio.
In the Jewish communities we've worked with around the world, we're often learning at least as much as we're teaching. Whether it's the songs a community loves to sing before they go to bed, or the music they use in moments of gratitude, there's no end to our opportunities to learn and grow. One moment that changes with almost every new community we work with is the blessing after the meal. Every youth movement and summer camp we work with has a different tradition for Birkat HaMazon. And part of what we brought to both of these song leader training conferences were new approaches to the blessing after the meal.
One of our favorite settings and drashes for the blessing after the meal comes from none other than Noah Aronson. We learned this setting of Brich Rachamana a few years ago, and it's quickly become a favorite of teens around the world. Here it is, Brich Rachamana by Noah Aronson from his new album More Love on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
Thank you.
We'd like to share a very special thank you to Kathy and Craig Weiss of Memphis, Tennessee, for generously underwriting this episode of Stand Up, Sing Out. For more information about the artists on all JRR shows as well as showtimes, please visit jewishrockradio.com/showtimes.
Can't get enough Jewish rock? Visit us online at jewishrockradio.com.
The official home of Jewish rock, Jewish Rock Radio.
Welcome back. This is Eric and Happy, and you're listening to Stand Up, Sing Out on Jewish Rock Radio, where we take you on a musical journey from our on-the-ground experiences with Jewish teenagers around the world.
This week, we're taking you with us through two song leader training conferences, which took place a world apart in Waynesboro, Pennsylvania, and outside of Chisinau in Moldova. Come listen to the soundtrack of these journeys.
Stand Up, Sing Out is all about the power of song. It's an opportunity to bring you with us on our journeys working with Jewish teens around the world, but it's also hopefully a place you can come to be grounded in music you may have forgotten about and introduced to music that can change you. We're always on the lookout for new music that has the power to move people, music that isn't afraid to stand for something. In our work, we find that this generation of Jewish teens is looking for ways to change the world around them and anthems that bring them to their feet.
Chava Morel is an absolute force in the Jewish music world, and her music is a beautiful blending of Jewish texts and ideas with influences from world music and rhythms. This next song was recently featured on Together as One, a compilation of new songs of social justice. The song is a call to action for protecting our planet, and it's a beautiful anthem for taking better care of the place that we live. Here it is, Stand Up by Chava Morel from the album Together as One on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock.
We stand on the earth, so we better stand for her together. We stand on the earth, so we better stand for her together. Stand up for mother, stand up for each other. Stand up for mother, stand up for each other. We were put in this paradise, it's our job to guard her life. We were put in this paradise, it's our job to guard her life. Stand up for mother, stand up for each other. Stand up for mother, stand up for each other.
That was Chava Mirel with her song Stand Up from the album Together as One. This is Eric and Happy, and you're listening to Stand Up, Sing Out on Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish rock. Our experiences at Lev and in Moldova were moments that grounded us in the work that we do and inspired us to think deeply about the impact that music can have in creating community. Even though the experiences took place 7 time zones apart from each other, their underlying goals and needs were the same. Here are 2 communities yearning for more music, more connection, and new ways to bring their worlds closer.
At both conferences, after we finished the Havdalah blessings, we sang this next melody. It's a setting for the word of Hamavdil bin Kodesh Lechol, a separation between the holy and the ordinary. And in both moments, in Pennsylvania and in Moldova, we held each other and we sang these words into the night. Shortly afterwards, everyone went to their home cities and countries and continued on with their own personal journeys. And even in those moments, we were marking the separation between being together as brand new but deeply connected communities and our impending departures, going back to our homes and back to our lives. This setting is from our brand new EP by the same name, Hamavdil. For us, it reminds us of all of the sacred communities we've had the privilege of being a part of in this past year, and the work of bringing the holy and the ordinary a little bit closer together. Here is Hamavdil from us, Eric and Happy.
Kodesh, Kodesh lechol, Hamavdil.
us, Eric and Happy, from our brand new EP, Hamavdil. Get upcoming showtimes, stream the last episode of Stand Up Sing Out, and learn more about the artists featured on this show by visiting jewishrockradio.com/showtimes. And make sure to follow Jewish Rock Radio on Facebook and Twitter. This is Eric and Happy signing off from Stand Up Sing Out.
Stay tuned to Jewish Rock Radio, the official home of Jewish Rock.